ALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dr. Fred Simon will join us bottom of the hour. Stick around. Big news from women's soccer. And for those of you that don't know, I spent a good deal of my adulthood broadcasting soccer. The women's national team, Brandi Chastain, Julie Foudy, and all those people. I did a lot of their games. Now it looks like they're going to get equal pay for equal work. Big news on that front today, and gentlemen, Jim's got it.
Yeah, indeed. We know that the women of the WNBA feel shortchanged in a lot of different ways because they just don't have the same impact or make the same kind of money that the men do, obviously, in the NBA. However, the U.S. Soccer Federation, Kevin, is for the first time going to guarantee that soccer players representing the United States men's and women's national teams will receive the same pay when they're competing in international matches and competitions. And in addition to those equal rates of pay for individual matches, there's a deal, a provision in this, which is believed to be the first of its kind, where the teams are going to be pooling the unequal prize money payments that the U.S. soccer team receives from FIFA, the world soccer's governing body. So this is really going to be looking good. It will take place with the 2022's men's tournament and the 2023 Women's World Cup. That money is going to be shared equally among the members of both teams. So if you make the soccer team, you're going to make the big bucks.
You know, Title IX, I cut my teeth in soccer, doing women's soccer, and, you know, did Brandi Chastain and Julie Foudy and some of these, Christine Lilly and some of these really great players in their era. And there's a whole new generation that has come up under Title IX that is going to make the same money as the men. And that's probably the way it should be. So, Jim, thanks, man. Coming up, Dr. Fred Simon, we'll find out about his race for governor and where we all go from here, because guess what? Early voting begins May 28th. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ.
ICQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out our traffic cams right now, do look for a crash. It's causing delays on Interstate 15 southbound once you get past Sahara, and you're backed up past Oki there on Interstate 15 southbound. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that drama. Congestion on US 95 eastbound, that's before the 15 interchange. Do remember that construction continues downtown on Interstate 515. That's going to be both directions on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue, and that project will continue all the way through 2022. And restrictions on Nellis between Tropicana and Craig.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Cornerback Stanford Samuels III has signed with the Raiders after two seasons with the Packers. Samuels was an undrafted free agent out of Florida State in the 2020 draft. Vegas also signed tight end Travis Kuntz and tackle Tyrone Wheatley Jr. this week. The PGA Championship underway Thursday at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth all paired together for the first two rounds. Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champion, the odds on favorite to win the tournament. The Western Conference semifinals underway tonight. The Warriors hosting the Mavericks in Game 1. Dallas eliminating the Suns in 7 games to get this far. The Warriors took out the Grizzlies in 6. On Tuesday, the Heat won Game 1 of the East Finals, 118-107, Game 2 Thursday. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Get this. Right now, Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season, and I just saved big. I got my kids Jumping Beans must-haves for under $5. Found myself some tees and tank tops for $5.99, and got 60% off patio furniture. The best part? I didn't need any coupons. I earned Kohl's cash, and I got everything with pre-store pickup. So yeah, you could say today was a good day. Select styles ends May 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Progressive, you can get 24-7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Ted, wake up.
What? You look exactly like me.
I am you, Ted, from the future. You need to call Progressive.
What? Why?
Well, they have 24-7 protection when you bundle your home and auto, and my teleportation cube just smashed into your car.
Wait, you crashed into my car?
Technically, it's our car.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a couple of weeks away from early voting, May 28th. May 28th, first day of early voting. We've got a primary election coming up on June 14th, and a part of that is Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon. He's a small businessman and a good guy to boot. And where are you calling us from today?
Well, Kevin, I'm in the Gardnerville Ranchos area. We're walking door to door. We've been doing this for weeks now. So we've got a pretty good idea of what the voters are saying. And this has been really kind of fun because, you know, everybody says, well, what's the poll show? What's this? What's that? When you go to door to door for weeks and you're talking to actually hundreds of voters, you get a prospective randomized opinion, which is a real poll. What people are thinking, who they're going to vote for, what they don't like, what they do like. It's been really fun from that standpoint.
I want to ask you, because there are a lot of persuadables that are out there, but they just haven't engaged or they haven't made up their mind. What about that? Are you running into a lot of people that are still undecided, even after months and months of this thing, for you folks? Is it possible there are still people that just haven't engaged yet?
Well, let me give you an overview of what I have learned. And so this is coming from the voters. This is coming from months now of interaction all over the state. First and foremost, there's a number of people who haven't been voting. They didn't vote in the last election. There are voters at this point in time who are just starting to get engaged. And actually, walking door to door, this is a very good time to do it, but it's ominous. It's so many people out there, you have to pick and choose where you're going. Do they know the candidates very well? They don't. They're somewhat overwhelmed by 16 names on the ballot for governor. And when I go up to people, they go, and I'm handing them something. They're going, oh my gosh, good, I've got something to look at. Even though they've gotten a lot of mail voting information, and there's been radio, and there's been a little bit of TV, we get down to strategy. So it's the informed voters versus the uninformed voters. So you take somebody like Joe Lombardo, who doesn't show up at any of the debates. He didn't show up again last night in Fernley. He hasn't shown up at all in the North. His strategy is, I am going to spend millions of dollars on TV and inform voters of who he is, which are really uninformed voters on the literature of the candidates, and he thinks he's going to win that way by name recognition. And Dean Heller thinks the same thing.
Let me just ask you, are there other debates or candidate forums that are scheduled? I know KLAS is doing a Senate debate that may or may not happen on the 26th, but is there anything that's planned where you know that Sheriff Joe's going to be there?
Channel 8, I think next Tuesday it is.
Okay.
So Channel 8 is having Joe Lombardo, Dean Heller, Joey Gilbert and John Lee, only four.
And how did they come to the number four?
You know, they have told our campaign it's been a several year format requirements. It has to do, do you have an office? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have a poll that says you're greater than 5%? Did you have enough money contributed to your campaign? And a whole lot of other criteria. And they came up with a criteria that they're going to have these four gentlemen.
And that's it. That's all. And people that's, like you, and then people like you, in order to get the word out, you're on your own?
I'm on my own.
Hey, let
you
me
know
ask
what?
You. What?
I'm a guy. I take what I get. I get what I take. I knew when I got into this, Kevin, there were a lot of things against me from a standpoint of how politics have always been. I knew I would never be a party favorite with the core party. You can see that in the nomination process for the party several Saturdays ago. 10 people nominated Joe Lombardo as the person that they wanted to endorse. That was voted down. There was just a total cluster at the meeting, and they came up with Joey Gilbert. But there were so many things that were wrong with that meeting. I was there. I happened to walk away from it. Don't want to get involved in all this dysfunction. You would think at this point in time, getting close to an election, that you wouldn't have all this dysfunction. And it was pretty obvious that people aren't doing their job, and that there's manipulation going on, and there are ideas of who people want and who people don't want, and that's just the way it is. And if you're going to get in this and you're going to put your money, time, and effort into this, you better accept that there's a lot of things that go on, not only with the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party.
I got to ask you about energy, because you folks are traveling this state. A lot of it, I'm sure, is by bus or by minivan or whatever. And you're having to fill up. I just filled up for, I think, $5.52 just the other day. And we understand that gas is going to go above $6 soon. Tell me what you're going to do about energy. And is there anything that a governor can do at the state level that the feds aren't doing at the federal level?
Well, the one major thing you can do with the gasoline prices is just defer the gasoline tax until this crisis is over. And that will help the citizens of the state. On a bigger level, as far as energy goes, I am very pro-nuclear. I think we need modular nuclear plants. They're as small as a high school. You put them all over the state. They're consistent. They're the same. They can be worked on the same. You can generate tremendous amount of energy, more energy than you would have with electricity, wind, solar, all of it. In addition to that, we could produce enough energy that we can sell it to California, Utah, Arizona, and Idaho. Therefore, we become energy independent from that standpoint, and therefore people don't have energy bills from that aspect. If we're going to be going more and more to electric cars, we better have more and more energy. The fundamental aspect of why we're paying so much at the gas pump right now has a lot to do with manipulation of the oil companies, Biden's policies, and certainly from the state standpoint, we can't do much of anything else other than deferring taxes and trying to encourage people to drive less through this crisis.
I got to ask you a final question. What have you learned about the political process here in the state of Nevada? I mean, you've been at this for quite a while now. You've traversed all 17 counties. What have you learned?
Well, I've been doing this for almost a year now. And the one thing I've learned is that the Republican citizens that I am going around and talking to embrace a candidate who spends the time to talk to them. How the party works in regards to who they want and what they want, it's very difficult. There's things that are costly that shouldn't be costly to candidates. They need to be spending their money on campaigning, and how things are set up in regards to the candidates as far as fairness, I think it could be more fair. I'm not complaining. I've just followed what I can do. Fortunately, I've been able to put enough of my own money into this. I don't take any special interest money. But when I look at candidates running at a more local level and they have limited resources, the system's broken for them. There's so much money that they can generate, but they're pouring out money to other sources or other things that really don't have anything to do with campaigning, but have to do with the structure of the party and how things work. I think that really structurally needs to change, because nobody's going to run who is a good candidate, who has to generate money politically to run when so much of it's sucked off. That's a huge system mistake. And I can tell you, when I win as governor, I will go in and get involved in the political structure, because the thing that's not happening, we're not finding the best people to run for office, and the best people who could possibly run are intimidated by the structure, the demand, and the lack of support.
Dr. Simon, it's always good to visit with you. Safe travels as you continue this race to the finish line, June 14th. And don't forget early voting, May 28th. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. I always appreciate your show. Thanks a lot.
Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon. He is a small businessman. and he is running for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How bad is it getting when it comes to the price of a gallon of gasoline? I mean, it's just astronomical. I paid through the nose. I mean, it cost me, I think, $60 to fill up my SUV. And And I used to do it for 30 or 40. That's just unbelievable. And gentlemen, Jim, around the country, we're starting to see folks that are gearing up for, what, $8, $9, $10 a gallon gasoline?
Yeah, believe it or not, in the state of Washington, there are gas stations up there. It's with a national gas station chain, the Spirit of 76. We're all familiar with the big orange ball, the 76 sign. They are in the midst of reprogramming their pumps in Washington State to accommodate $10 a gallon. Now, you and I were old enough to remember when they were reconfiguring the pumps for $1 a gallon. Do you remember that back then?
I do.
In the late 70s and the early 80s, we saw that going on, and now they're talking about reprogramming them. There are 10 stations which have run out of fuel in Washington State. So they are getting ready, and meanwhile, in California, it's routine to pay $6 per gallon. And you mentioned $5.55 is the most that I have paid, but ever since the Biden administration decided to tap into our reserves, I saw the numbers on that, Kevin. 538 million gallons is what we have in the reserve. We are sucking away 1 million per day. So, and we're supposed to do that for the rest of the year. So you do the math. We are going to be dangerously low on the reserves, and it's going to probably cost twice as much to replace that fuel that we're tapping right now at that price. The Biden administration is very, very dangerous to the future of the country, I think.
No, I mean, all you got to do is ask anybody that uses petroleum products, and that's everybody. All of us, what you wear, what you, you know, what you eat, what you find at the store or don't find at the store. We've talked with Paul Enos many, many times about the supply chain. All of that is key when it comes to petroleum products. I'm sorry, but that's, you know, that you want to talk about the major miscalculation by this government. And they had no clue whatsoever. And remember when they said, oh, it's only going to be temporary.
Right, yeah, transitory, just like inflation.
Yeah.
But in plastic products, too. Take a look around in your living room or wherever, and just about everything is made out of plastic anymore.
I know.
And that comes from petroleum.
I tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, I keep looking for, we had like, what, 1 week where the price of gasoline went down maybe 4 cents or something like that on average. But by and large, it keeps going up and up and up and up. Gentlemen, Jim, thanks, man.
You bet.
Stay with us. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. That's all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allyn Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next Lieutenant Governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on Tony Grady for Nevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.